Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us on 1010 Wins is Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey. Governor, thank you for checking in with us today.
Hey, Lori, good to be with you.
Number of protests on tap for New Jersey today. How concerned are you that the rate of spread, which has come down significantly in your state, could tick back up because of the large gatherings?
Yeah, it's concerning, without question. And our rate of spread has come way down, notwithstanding the loss of almost 12,000 precious souls. So we've said to folks, listen, we completely understand, respect, and want you to peacefully protest this outrageous killing and the stain of racism, but please do it responsibly. Face coverings, try to keep your distance. It's a concern, hopefully a manageable one. And the other thing is, if you can get tested, get tested. We're now testing per capita higher than any other American state. That's another smart step folks can take.
In the wake of the Floyd case, I know your administration is considering a number of police reforms, among them licensing police officers. Do you see this happening before the end of the year? Will this involve state police and all the local departments? Can you shed some light on that?
Yeah, Lori, it will involve literally all members of law enforcement. So you're absolutely right. State, county, local, parks, police, whatever it might be, it will include everybody. I'm not sure on the timing, but sooner than later. It's something that our folks, our attorney general, who's terrific, has been wanting to do and has been planning for. And this is no time like a wake up like this one to put it out there. We're also updating our use of force guidance, which we haven't updated as a state for 20 years, which is far too long. And there are other steps that we are going to continue to affirmatively take. I want to also continue. We've probably got the tightest gun safety laws in America. I want to make them even stronger. So there are a number of different initiatives that we want to continue to pursue.
And let's turn to the pandemic. Stage 2 reopening, getting underway with outdoor dining. Let's look ahead to September. When will parents and students, or when can they expect to maybe hear about a plan for schools?
Yeah, my bias, Lori, is that we're back in school, but done responsibly. I've signaled to parents, educators, administrators, and kids sometime sort of mid-ish this month that we hope to have some guidance. The toughest nut for me, and I think for all of us to crack, is we know this virus already, and we've learned it the hard way, is notorious in passing from a asymptomatic, typically younger, healthier person to someone who's older and or someone who's got other health challenges. So we've just got to make sure we protect our educators, administrators, staff members from that reality, and that's the thing that I think that's the toughest nut to crack in the whole planning process.
Okay, so they may hear, as you put it, mid-ish in June.
Mid-ish, that's a new phrase that not commonly used in New Jersey. I'd say middle of this month or so.
Okay, very good. And let's turn to the economy. You have warned that, I think you said 200,000 public workers could face layoffs if you don't get this federal assistance that all of the governors want. What timeline are you looking at when you may announce actual layoffs or furloughs of state workers?
Yep. It's already happening at the municipal level, and it's only a matter of time until it happens at the state level. So we desperately need this direct federal cash assistance. And it's not a blue state thing or even a New Jersey or a legacy thing. This is about, Lori, keeping firefighters, police, EMS, educators, healthcare workers in their jobs at the point of attack, and I might add at our greatest hour of need for our residents. So I'm hopeful that we'll get something out of Congress. There's really good bills in both the House and the Senate. We obviously need them to get through both chambers and signed by the president. I think it's smart for all of us. It's another way, frankly, to keep unemployment from going even higher. It's already at an all-time record, never mind the needs of our residents. So God willing, we'll get some positive news there. I just hope sooner than later and in large enough scale.
And before we let you go, outdoor dining begins June 15th. We know you have a reservation somewhere. You want to give us a hint of where that might be?
No, I can't give you a hint. But not only that, it's a friend of mine who owns the restaurant, and apparently they were not supposed to take the reservation, so I may have gotten them into trouble. I'll give more details on that as we get closer, but I'm thrilled that we're going to be able to take that step, open up all retail, not just some, and get to some of the other steps sooner than later.
Terrific. Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Great to be back, Lori. Thank you.